February 8th, 2022, regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock p.m.
All set?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to get started here. First of all, I'd like to welcome everyone to a regular Monroe Town Board meeting for February 8th, 2022. And ask that the clerk please call the roll.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And if everyone please rise for a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. First item on the agenda is the customary approval of minutes. We have only one set this evening for January 25th, which was the audit meeting. Everybody was impressed with that.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the audit meeting, minutes from January 25th, 2022.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda, COVID update, just briefly. I want to, again, let the public know that my office continues to have N95 masks available for pickup, and we have received another shipment of home test kits. So that will make 2,100 home test kits that we've received to date, and we've handed out approximately 1,140 of those, so we still have a significant amount left. Anybody who needs them, just reach out to my office. We were pretty strict in the first delivery we had of 700. You had to be a town resident. You only could receive one test kit, which included two tests, but we're more lax on that now that we have. And I used to provide proof of residency. Anyone who shows up at town hall that would be a resident, we're accommodating them with whatever they need. So, again, we still have that available. And also, just some numbers, and this is most recent numbers available. Town of Monroe, to date, 2,811 residents have tested positive. There are currently 52 active positive cases, and the number of recovered positives is 2,740. In the village of South Glens Falls, the number of tested positive cases is 814. Presently, there's 21 active positive cases, with 797 that have recovered. Total deaths for town and row is 19, and the total number of deaths in the village is 6. Provided the board with a scope of services for 2022, with the payments, the monthly payments of $3,750. So this is approximately 50% reduction in the cost of the services from last year. So did everybody have a chance to read the proposals? My recommendation would be to engage their services, and I'll just read their proposal. This addendum is made in part of a professional services agreement between the Town of Morrell Guard Associates LLC. It has been mutually agreed by both parties that Guard Associates LLC will provide additional support services to the Town of Morrell in the terms of the original agreement dated May 29, 2019, and modify the scope of services to include additional services as outlined in the attached proposal. Term of this addendum is for the period of January 2, 2022 through December 31st of 2022. Both parties agree that at the end of this term, this agreement may renew an additional time period as mutually agreed upon. As I mentioned, the payment schedule, and if you look at the last page of their proposal, you'll see that their services include the following, so 20 items listed. They include systemic analysis, identifying and inequitable assessments, residential and commercial sales verification, vacant land analysis, commercial analysis, application of trends to commercial and residential property classes, desk review of preliminary values, quality control process on values, commercial property permit valuation, COA mailing assistance, public relations assistance, informal review support, pre-article 7 small claims consultation, stipulation and bar consultation, MLS support, assist with preparation for the 2023 roll, which is for the period of July through December, PID creation and update, residential model cleanup, residential market documentation and generation, commercial property VFF update if applicable, and PROS website annual license for $45,000. And the assessor is recommending that we continue to engage your services with this addendum. So if the board would like to move forward, I would entertain a motion authorizing the supervisor to sign the addendum agreement between the Town of Morrell Guard Associates LLC. Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion?
No, I just want to add that I think it's, I support it. I talked with our assessor about this. And, you know, we're moving in the right direction, and the cost is moving in the direction that we like, so I think this is perfect for us.
Similar comments, but again, just I want the value is to the point to continue to hold that 100% valuation that it is really a benefit for a lot of the tax breaks for many of our residents. So it's less expensive than us bringing on additional resources in that office. It's a good balance.
Yeah, it's critically important that we maintain our EAP rate of 100%. As you heard from Councilmember Dan Tassel, it impacts the value of our exemptions. Equally important, it's part of this county's sales tax formula, and so we receive less revenue when we're not at 100% keep rate. So it's important to keep it for a number of reasons at 100%. And Guard Associates has done a great job working with our assessor to ensure that that continues to happen. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item 4 on the agenda is the Water Department. We've got a couple items to go over. The first one is, I believe board members have a copy of the proposed revised contract addendum from our town engineer, LaBerge Group. This would be addendum number 2018107-02, and the And this is for services related to the Sewer District Number 1 Extension 5 project. In a thumbnail overview of what's happening here is, and you can see by the description in the proposal, the addendum will increase the total contract amount to LaBerge Group by $2,886.50. And this is for the overtime costs that they associate with the contract operations that exceed the 40-hour per week schedule. And this is actual overtime premium cost incurred by our engineers, subcontractor, which is Ravi Engineering, which is set forth in the section 2.7.21 of the agreement between the town and the contractor. And we received payment from EFC. We pay Newcastle. Newcastle will deduct the cost of this from the charge to the town, so it's a wash for the town, but obviously engineers have to be paid for the oversight that takes place on an overtime basis on the part of the subcontractor. So that's the reason for the contract addendum. Any questions on that? So I would entertain, if there's no other questions or comments, I'd entertain a motion authorizing the supervisor to enter into the contract addendum number 2018107-02, revised on this day 2-8-22. Motion to approve.
One second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Also under water, I didn't sound like it. As you know, we have been advertising for some period of time now for a laborer for the water department. Council member Ben Passel, myself, and our acting water superintendent Mike Mooney interviewed an individual yesterday whom is an excellent candidate and brings with them a wealth of knowledge. He is a retired Saratoga Springs firefighter for 20 years. While he was a firefighter, he also maintained and still does an excavation business where he has done a lot of sewer water installations working with our current water superintendent. And the water superintendent has recommended the town, which is the reason why Councilmember Van Tassel and myself sat down with Mike, conducted the interview, and it's my recommendation, I believe Councilmember Van Tassel, that we move forward with this hire. And my recommendation within the confines of the 2022 budget is that rather than making it a hourly position, that we make it a salaried one, which will assist us regarding overtime. And the individual's name is Ricky Mangona of 187 Northern Pines Road in Ansburg. And we talked about compensation, and he had hoped for a little bit higher than what we had offered, but we came to an agreement that he'd be willing to take the position salary full time at $51,200. He will not take advantage of benefits as he's retired and receives benefits through his retirement. He's had a long ongoing relationship with our current water superintendent. So I don't know if there's any questions board members may have, either myself or Councilmember Van Tassel may be able to answer. He's available to start whenever we want him. Obviously, we're subjected to the same pre-employment physical requirements and things like that.
spoke with Councilmember Van Tassel last night about this, and had questions. He answered them. I'm confident on the recommendation coming from our water superintendent, you, and Councilmember Van Tassel.
Only a comment, just that one, so when it says, we've interviewed candidates, this was one that's, I don't want to say it's the way of it, but you know, solid guy, very professional, presents himself well. I think you were really well followed, and he has the experience doing what we're going to be asking him to do, and that should be. I won't say we got lucky, but sometimes we'll take a little walk.
Yeah, and you know, as far as compensation, this is pretty closely aligned with the previous labor's position, although that one was hourly. If you took into consideration overtime, it's similarly compensated. I think he will do an excellent job for us. So if the board would like to move forward on it, this evening, I'd entertain a motion to hire Ricky V. Mangione for the position of Water Department Labor at a annual salary of $51,200, subject to a successful completion of pre-employment physical within 2 weeks.
May I ask one question?
Yeah.
Now, he said he has been installing water lines. Does he have any of the certifications now?
Or he does not, but he's more than happy to get them. And then we're going to encourage him to do so.
Okay, then I would make that motion. There.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Also in the water department, I had an opportunity to speak with our water superintendent, Mike Mooney. And as you know, the town hired Mike in that role as an outside contractor at a rate of $75 per hour, part-time as needed. And he is very interested in being a part-time town employee, not a contractor, and he's willing to be compensated not at the $75 per hour rate, but at $61 per hour. And with this new hire, you will not need to put in the same number of hours that he has been, probably 5 or 6 hours less per month. So we'll be saving on that end. And we'll have somebody, you know, with the labor here on staff full time during the day, which will go well. I think we have a clerk in place, and I think our water department will be in pretty good shape. So my recommendation would be to rescind the resolution which engaged the services of Mike Mooney as an outside contractor at a rate of $75 per hour on a part-time basis, and designate him a part-time town employee at a rate of $61 per hour, part-time, which means no benefits, health insurance, and otherwise.
And still named as a water superintendent?
Yes, named as the town water superintendent.
May I have any sort of identifier on that? Motion that we have to rescind, or just rescind?
I would do it combined. Just clean it up.
Yeah. I'd like to make a motion to rescind the pay rate for water superintendent Mike Mooney from $75 an hour and change it to $61 per hour as a part time employee.
Anything else in there?
When would you like that? When?
Monday.
Yeah, so effective Monday, February 14th.
Second.
Any discussion on that?
Just an additional comment, just so there's clarity on that. That number 61 was a number we arrived at to make town, even with a low bid, isn't going to be spending more than more. Besides the reduction of the possible hours, we're picking up that low bid cost. So that's how we got to that.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. On the previous motion, we just set a date to start with the meeting.
You were going to supervise it, so we're going to figure out what that payroll cycle was. So we need to pick Monday.
Pick Monday?
We don't want to answer that, should pick Monday.
Alright, so we'll have to have a separate motion establishing the start date for water labor, Ricky Mandona, Monday, February 14th.
So,
any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Comment?
Yes.
It's just good to get that department in shape, and that's a great move to us and the town. Mike's been doing a great job. I think there's a lot of other value we're going to see start to come forward for tax payers. Progress in the department we're struggling with just to help a lot.
Yeah, and we continue with these hires, the compensation, we continue to save money over previous years when that department was staffed. So the town, that's all we're doing. Item 5 on the agenda is the highway department. A couple items under highway. First one is I want to make the board aware, I think you were received a copy of correspondence from New State Department of Transportation that was sent to the town's highway superintendent in relation to the Dark Signal Initiative, which is a New York State program that's been ongoing for the past 10 years, whereby all the state lighted, by that I mean traffic lights, two-color traffic light intersections or crossroads in New York State are wired for a generator be hooked to them should power go out. And it's not a mandate, it's a volunteer program that municipalities can purchase monies for a generator to run these key intersections if they so choose. It's received lukewarm success, I would say, across the state, because in small municipalities, it's a pretty good expense if you want to put a generator at every traffic light. But I want to make the board aware that we do have that ability now, if we were to budget monies in the future for doing that. So that's one item. The other item I have is we have a request from the highway superintendent, similar to the request last board meeting in relation to promoting an individual works as a highway mechanic to mechanic / MEO, and this was referred to the highway committee for recommendation. This go around, this memo dated February 3rd, the highway superintendent. He has indicated, because we wanted to know how this was going to be funded, there are enough funds to cover the salary increase in accounts DB 5510.1 of $309,000 and DB 5142.1 of $309,000. I can tell you that the first account does not exist. DB 5510.1, we do not have an account that's numbered or identified that way. Number one. Number two, the
that the combined numbers were for projected increase in existing personnel without any promotions, so it's still not saying where the money's coming from. And I don't know if the highway committee has more information on that.
You know, we've met with Paul about this, and he said the funds are in his budget. Now, whether he messed up some numbers on here or not, I think is immaterial. I think what we have to do here is what we have to do tonight to get this man promoted and get him paid. I think it's our responsibility. Paul said, guys, the gentleman worked hard to earn the promotion, and to sit here and nitpick over these things that where this is coming from, that and rise across your teeth. And I realize we have to know where the comment's coming from. But I think we all know that there's a winter account, a summer account, and there's plenty of money. If this is what he's saying, and both accounts will cover this. So I don't know why we're sitting here looking at this. I'd like to move it forward and get this done and get one compensation for a side person.
I think it does a disservice to the public to characterize how you fund a particular position to refer to it as nitpick when. And make a blanket statement that there's plenty of funds there. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. I don't know, but I can tell you that at budget time, when the town board approved the total compensation for our employees for payroll, there was not any discussion on the part of the highway superintendent. Otherwise, it would have been provided for in our budget. The monies that are provided for in the budget at this time are for the compensation rate based on an adopted contract, which we have done, with the projected increases for FICA, retirement, and things like that. It did not take into consideration any promotions, nor were they asked for. So to say that we're nitpicking, strongly disagree with that.
Comment? So I hear both sides, no comments toward one another. My comments that I feel frustrated and embarrassed that we have an employee that's being impacted by the partnership and ability to effectively provide this information. So either we, if there's an option that we can pass a resolution. That would allow us to, with some conditions, that if we work with Jeffrey and find the funds, what we're going to pull from. I believe they're in there looking at it. I just don't know where the highway superintendent intended to pull it from, and this document doesn't tell us that. Or we have to kick it down the Canton Road to the next meeting, which I just feel bad for an employee that's being subjected to that. So I don't know if there's an option. Have a resolution that will allow us to deal with this, quicker than the next meeting, assuming that we can confirm this, the objective of where we're pulling this from. I'm okay either way, but I'd rather try to get it done. And I certainly respect the fact that we need to know where the money's from.
Right. And I spoke with Jeffrey just this morning, and I know the supervisor mentioned a few meetings ago that we had some excess or some unexpected sales tax money come in from last year. And the amount was $896,000+. And I asked Jeffrey if there would be a possibility if we needed to take some of those funds and transfer them into the highway department. And he goes, yes, that could be done. So if funding is the issue, I would certainly like, if you say, talk to Jeffrey and see if we can move those funds over and get this gentleman.
Again, just from so crystal clear in my position, I stand very strong in the position the supervisor made. We need to be more specific about exactly where the money comes from. So without that clarity, we need to get that. But sorry, that's where I'm at. I'm okay either way. I just don't like seeing an employee have something that was committed to him not come through somebody else doing the job. So we'll leave it at that. And we'll personally deal with that issue.
If the either a board member or the highway superintendent can accurately provide, we're not this isn't a debate on the merits of the motion. This is a debate on how to fund.
Yeah, no, I'm going to get that for sure.
So just to be clear on that. So somebody brings it to the board where the money's coming from, then we can move on.
Let's do that. I could ask the highway committee to work with the personnel committee. Let's get the drop of the right this time and talk to the highway superintendent.
Exactly. I think if there's an issue with any department head, as far as procedures, when we talked to him, Mark, he said this is the way he's always done it. And if that's not the proper way to do it, you know, and maybe that's the way past administrations did it, whatever, I think that's a separate issue we have to take care of. We have to take care of it. And send a memo to these department heads exactly what is expected of them from this administration. You know, if that's the way it was always done in other administrations, and if it's not proper, let's inform the chief. I'll make sure that they're all properly secured. I don't have a problem with that at all.
I know the feedback is a member of the personnel committee that I gave the highway committee. Tell Paul to put it in writing with very specific details. What account are we pulling the money out of? How's it going to fund it? And put us in a spot here tonight where we can make a decision with that.
I can agree with
that. And so I haven't been on the board as long as others, but from the time I've been involved, I've seen more attention to detail than we don't see here tonight.
Okay.
So but I do want to stay actively involved and take care of the employee. So we'll pass, we'll hold it, and we'll deal with it.
I think it'll be this meeting. I have a little more information now. Speaking with the supervisor, and this meeting will get the exact account or work with Jeff and have a motion to get for somebody to go forward for a little bit at this point. So, yeah.
And, I don't think a memo is necessary. I must expect the department. This is my fifth year as supervisor. I haven't changed. I've been on the board 21 years. I haven't changed on what I look for in having these types of requests approved. I suggest that other departments don't seem to have a problem following this expression, and this one should not have the same issue over me. We'll take it up. Should we have the proper information in that room?
We will.
All right. Item 6, court offices. Office have a request from both justices, whom are with us this evening. I think all board members received a copy of a request for a per diem employee. They are looking to hire two students on a per diem basis to electronically scan all of the files into the system. They indicate this will be a large undertaking at first, as we have thousands of files to be scanned. Upon completion of that, it would be a quarterly event going forward. Students would come in on days off, vacation, or summer to complete the task at hand. They would either be paid in hourly wage or as a contractor, subject to the board's decision. These students could be used in other departments. I don't know that we discussed an intern program, but
this was all new.
So how, tell me about how we're going to fund.
Well, that was a good question. I listened to your last discussion, so what we're hoping to do is we're going to have to go back and look at our budget to see what we can do to fund this.
Okay.
it would probably be on an hourly rate unless it would be more cost effective to do it contractually. Because we have records that are in the old, in the church, in the youth center now, in the basement. That if anything is 25 years or old or older, we're required to keep them because they're historical documents. We can't destroy them. So anything less than 25 years, we can. So, but that's the other problem. We have to hold records for 25 years. So everything is over, it's kind of going overflowing. So this was a thought by our court clerks to present it. So we really didn't discuss any money yet. We just wanted to get the board's viewpoint on this, possibly getting some, you know, high school kids, they would have to go through the same security rigor and we're all. They have to be fingerprinted, processing, physical, because they're going to be handling boxes, so they're going to have to go do a physical and whole line.
So why don't we...
We can table for a couple weeks. So
the person who is willing to look into that work with you folks.
Yeah.
You know, it should probably be, if we're going to establish, my feeling, if we're going to establish that type of program, probably should be open to, you know, we're an equal opportunity employer.
Absolutely.
So everybody would have that trip the application process. There could not be a preordained candidate.
No, but we could actually use two at a time and then go to another two, because we're going to be doing this for a while. I mean, we're backlogged on our files. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it would be nice to just condense them. As long as we keep permanent record, we're okay. And the other thing is, too, is we have JCAP funds that just came in for $5,000. They're earmarked already for this year. We got approval, by the way. We got our JCAP funds. So they're going to be utilized. This is something that JCAP can pay for.
Oh, good.
So even if we had to hold it, I would like to do it this year. If the funds don't make it available, I'll come up with it. We'll come up with a good assessment plan, submit it for JCAP. They earmark funds for condensation and scanning of documentation in the court system. So we have that available to us, too. So that's another option for us. So, which, you know, we just wanted to throw it to the board and give, you know, an absolutely equal opportunity. We have no, you know, we probably would allow the school to get the school involved in this and let them come up with selected candidates through the school and work with the school. You know, somebody that needs to, that might want to be associated with the criminal justice system that's not in front of us, but working with us. So.
Yeah.
Or even in front of us.
That's my question. There's a lot of kids at the school that want to volunteer, that want to get into criminal justice, or any volunteer.
Intern.
So that's where, is there any
possibility
or anything that need the credits over payment at this point?
I don't know if you get any credits for this. But I know the high school that Saratoga Springs has intern programs, and they do criminal justice programs, and they get accredited an entire semester to do it. Okay. So we can check with, I'll check with Lisa Flynn. She's the head of the intern program at Saratoga Springs. That's a judge from the Cantville sister, so she's pretty sharp. She's great, and she's involved in the court system on a regular basis. I'll check it. We'll look up and we'll see if we can come up with funds. If not, you know, we'll try to make an aggressive approach to it down the road anyways. A couple other things. We're looking at two new clerks to get into our system. We're losing a clerk. We had one clerk that's opening, but they would only work one time, one at a time, so the hours shouldn't change. As far as how many, you know, the money won't change. We have it budgeted for a clerk, so we should be able to cover that. And also a court officer. We're looking to, because our court officer is going to be moving on. So that will probably take place within the next 3 weeks. But so we'll have an application in for the board for the next meeting. Okay, so we'll try to get a couple applications in, maybe a couple different interviews. We're going to try to interview as fast as we can with this.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Awesome. Any else?
Any questions to the court about the court? Anything, guys?
How are revenues looking?
They're about average. I think they're up a little bit, which surprises me because of COVID. So our revenues are slightly up. compared to, you know, the year end was pretty good. The new judge is getting on board with us pretty well. Doing pretty well. So, but we're doing pretty well. We're about average where we usually are. January, February, because of Christmas, takes a hit on the revenues. So, January, February are usually lower revenues for a while. But try not to look at that too much. You know, we don't care. You know, we really can't.
As long as you meet expectations, we don't care.
Well, we just want to make sure that justice is fairly doled out.
Yes,
exactly.
Some of that flow is out here.
Yeah, oh yeah. Most of it today.
Thank you, sir.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
All right. Next item on the agenda, number 7, is Recreation Department. The first item I have for the Recreation Department is I had a conversation with Council Member Stewart as a result of an medical incident that we had as part of the town basketball program. And he brought up a very good point. This individual, the student's mother, declined medical attention and took the daughter home right after that. I believe so. And we had an emergency, Morrell Emergency Squad, I think, responded, and they followed their procedure for declination of services. However, the student is participating in a town sanctioned event, and we have no policy on returning to the event. And obviously, from a legal standpoint, there's some legal liability for the town that we don't have proper protocol in place. And so I think it would be a very good idea, and I have a copy, and I think all the board members have a copy of the school district's policy on return to competition after an injury or a concussion. I think some of that information might be able to be useful for a policy that we put in place. So my recommendation would be for Council Member Stewart to take that and maybe work with the personnel community to come up and town attorney to come up with a policy that we can consider and possibly adopt maybe at our next board meeting that provides additional legal protection for the town. So I would appreciate Councilman Stewart for bringing that to my attention. And the next item for Rec Department is in relation to carry over from the previous board meeting in relation to repairs to 2007 club car XRT. And I think Council Member Ben Tassel is going to address that.
As a member of the Rec Committee, Councilman Stewart and myself had met and spoke with the department head, and so we've got a pretty good understanding. Councilman Donahue also is fairly knowledgeable on the topic because he has had a similar conversation with the department head. But here's where we stand. There appears to be on a request to give tonight, maybe a little different than we thought about with the department head. This is a 2007 piece of equipment, this Cubcat, which is maybe that's a heavy-duty golf cart that's into repair, a minimum of $2,000 to repair it. It's not even going to be worth that at the end of the day. And so our recommendation is that we're going to not repair it. We'll get it back. We'll try to sell it off for parts. The tracks that we have for it are above and beyond more valuable than the equipment itself, so we'll try to sell those off at the same time. And Councilman Stewart will work with the supervisor, but both of them have some extended knowledge on heavy equipment, and they're going to publish some standards. And the Rec Committee is going to be looking to come back to the board
to explore going out and purchasing the right size, right quality equipment, and we need to continue to invest in the our departments. And this is a really great move. It wasn't budgeted, we know that. We've got money in the outside cap reserve, and there may be some other options with the increase of tax revenue and loosening of ARPA, but we'll find some funds. But the committee will come back to the board with some recommendations to replace that. There's workaround solutions in place currently for the rec department to get through without that piece of ARPA. So, Councilman, anything additional?
No, I agree. We're going to work with the department there, see what we can use for equipment we have now, and as far as what we should invest into in 2007 and what we're really going to get back for our money, when we have potentially a better option to move with us. That would be my recommendation. Actually, it's up to everybody on board, but that would be my goal. Let's head the right direction, let's get the right equipment. Maybe we lose out on a little bit this season. Maybe we have to work a little bit harder for one more summer, but in the long run, it's going to be better for the direction.
If we can find the funding, again, we'll let the board weigh in against our recommendations when we bring it back. We may not have to wait until next year, right?
Correct. And that's basically the direction we're looking at. So I guess we're doing correct. The next couple of months, potentially, work a little harder than we need to with our
program. One of the things that we can hone in on. Mission specific for that vehicle. And they might take a look to see if there's anything else they can come back to the proposal of the money.
Okay.
So,
okay.
We'll close
our comments.
Okay, I'm sorry. I agree 1,000%. I'm adamant about putting money into real old machinery and stuff. And I agree with Mark. I think these people do. Proper equipment to do the job down there. And I think it's a good place to start as far as replacing inequipment equipment and stuff. And I look forward to, you know, to moving forward with this and get that piece of equipment down there. Like Mark said, just have to muddle through this winter, the rest of the winter, without it, and I think the guys can do it. And we can keep working on getting that piece of equipment to them. So we're heading in the right direction.
Any other comments? If not, we will move on to 1098, which is the Big Bend Trail. As everyone is aware, we're fortunate to receive a $250,000 grant for the trail along the Hudson River. And at the last board meeting, I had reached out to see if the group, company that was heavily involved in our success in receiving the grant, we would be interested in putting a proposal together to make sure that we provide the necessary documentation so that we can benefit from the grant. And we have a proposal from the LA group in relation to the Big Bend Trail, which outlines what they're willing to do for an hourly.
It depends on the level of resources.
Okay, so the bottom line is that you want to provide guidance on registering and completing tasks through the gateway, the grants gateway, that will be involved in the pre-permitting and CHIPO questions. They also will be involved in the environmental assessment form, short form application, and they'll assist with cost share and budget summaries. And they're willing to do that with a fee schedule that is attached to the change order at an amount not to exceed $750, including reimbursable expenses. My recommendation would be to move forward with their services. I don't know how the board feels on that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I present a motion to approve that, so you have a resolution. So
we do have a resolution. I know council has reviewed it. Are you okay with the resolution?
I am. It's fine.
Okay. There's certain things we have to do as part of the program. It's kind of sensitive. basically, we have to.
The press release does reference an easement. We are probably not going to need it. It's all on town property.
It is.
The language is in harmful even, I just want to point out. We're not actually going to give an easement. It's all our property.
Okay. So is everybody okay with the proposed resolution?
Yes.
Do you have a copy of that? Or
I do have it.
Would you like to read it?
Sure. Resolution, whereas the Town of Monroe applied for financial assistance from the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation under the Recreational Trails Program or other for the purpose of funding the Big Bend Trail Phase 1. And whereas the Town of Monroe is authorized and directed to accept these grant funds in an amount not to exceed $250,000, the project described in the grant application. And whereas the Town of Monroe is authorized and directed to agree to the terms and conditions of the master contract with OPRHP for such Big Bend Trail Phase 1. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Town of Monroe is authorized and directed to agree to the terms and conditions of any required deed of easement granted to OPRHP that affects title to real property owned by the municipality and improved by the grant funds, which may be duly recorded public access covenant, conservation easement, and/or preservation covenant. And be it further resolved that the governing body of the municipality delegates signing authority to execute the master contract and any amendments thereto, any required deed of easement, and any other certifications to the individual or individuals who holds the following elected or appointed municipal office or offices or employment position titles, town supervisor and or deputy supervisor.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Really supportive of a union like group. The fees that I'm seeing, $750, is it would take other organizations that much in respects just even get the fee, and they were very much instrumental in helping us get $250,000. So, that's the
time. Any other comments or discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimous.
Can I ask a quick question? I'm sorry. Does this resolution cover hiring LaBerge?
No. There,
oh, okay. Gotcha.
But I wanted to use this.
Yes, I'm sorry. Thank you.
So this requires us to do the short form environmental form.
Yes.
Part of that. And do you want to run through that, or do you want to move into it?
You have the same thing I have with everybody I like.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I would note that the project sponsor information top part one is blank. It should be kind of rough, obviously.
Yes.
And the signature page on page three, the applicant sponsor name would be, again, the town in a row by the supervisor, not just the supervisor name. Otherwise, it's fine. Let's go forward.
Yes. So we'll go through the short form real quickly. As council indicated, name of the project sponsor information is Town of Monroe. Name of the action of the project is Monroe Big Bend Trail Phase 1. Project location is Hudson River and Nolan Road. Brief description of proposed actions, engineering and construction of Phase 1 to connect the Nolan Road boat launch to Monroe State Park on lands owned by the Town of Monroe. Name of applicant sponsor again is Town of Monroe with appropriate identifying information. Number one, does proposed action only involve the legislative adoption of a plan, local law, ordinance, administrative rule, or regulation? If yes, attach narrative descriptive of the intent for the proposed action and environmental resources that may be affected in the municipality received part two. If no, continue to question two. And that's a no. Agreement. Number two, does the proposed action require permit approval or funding from any other government agency? No. Number three, total acreage of the site of the proposed action, A, is 208 acres. B, total acreage to be physically disturbed, 2.89 acres. And C, total acreage owned by or controlled by the applicant of the project sponsors is 258. Would we okay with that? Number four, check all land uses that occur on or adjoining or near the proposed action. Choices are parkland is checked, rural is not, agriculture is not, industrial is not, aquatic is checked, commercial is not, residential is not, and we did not specify the coverage. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Yes.
Item 5 is proposed action permitted use under the zoning regulation. A and B, consistent with the adopted comprehensive plan. So we checked yes to both of those. Are you okay with that?
Yes. Yes.
And number 6 is proposed action consistent with the predominant character of the existing built and natural landscape. We checked yes. Number 7 is the site of the proposed action located in or does it adjoin a stateless critical environmental area. We checked no. Is that okay with that? Number 8, will the proposed action result in a substantial increase in traffic above present levels? We checked no. B, are public transportation services available at or near the site of the proposed action? No. And C, are any pedestrian accommodations or bicycle routes available on or near the site of the proposed action? We checked yes. Did you get that?
Yeah.
And number 9, does the proposed action meet or exceed the state energy code requirements? We checked no. Number 10, was proposed action connected to an existing public-private water supply? We checked no. Number 11, was proposed action connected to existing wastewater utilities? We checked no. Number 12, A, does the project site contain or is it substantially contiguous to a building, archaeological site, or district which is listed on the National or State Register of Historic Places, or that has been determined by the Commissioner of the Interstate Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation to be eligible for listing on the State Register of Historic Places. We check no. B, is the project site or any portion of it located in or adjacent to an area designated as sensitive or archaeological sites on the New York State Historic Preservation Office archaeological site inventory? We check no. We've been okay so far. Yeah. Number 13, A, does any portion of the site of the proposed action or lands adjoining the proposed action contain wetlands or other water bodies regulated by a federal, state, or local agency? We check no. B, would the proposed action physically alter or approach into any existing wetland or water body? We check no. Number 14, identifies critical habitat types that occur on or are likely to be found on the project site. Check all that apply. We checked shoreline, wetland, and forest. We did not check urban. We did not check agricultural grasslands. We checked suburban. And we did not check early mid succession. Anybody okay there? Yeah. Number 15, does the site of the proposed action contain any species of animal or associated habitats listed by the state or federal government as threatened or endangered? We check no. Is the project site located in the 100-year floodplain? We check no.
Can I ask one question?
Okay.
On
13
and 14, though, we kind of contradict ourselves, which is that there is no wetland bodies or regulated by federal state, and then the next time we check if they're wetlands. If they're wetlands, it would have to be are they just saying that they're not recognized by the Army Corps of Engineers, DC? I'm sorry, I'm so confused.
Well, I think 13 asked me if we're encroaching on wetlands.
Right.
So whatever.
Or in portions. Contained on what bodies regulated by it, yes or no. Just as to the portion of the site, hold to action. Joining? We are joining.
I'm confused. We say that I'm fine with it. That's what we're going with. We're not going to be actually in the wetlands. But it's just such clarifying the adjoining part of it.
Yeah,
I guess maybe it's just maybe one for the. And then I guess I go back, go right back to your next question, 16. Is that
okay? I mean, where I was the 13 identified those were going to encroach on or alter. The 14 is just listing those that happen to exist, not what we're going to.
Yeah, I guess B, I would agree with B, but I guess number 13A doesn't
say anything about approaching or, you know, encroaching or into or anything specifically separate from B, which states that.
So isn't, I have a question for the council. This is the trail itself, not the land contiguous to it.
Right? It's just the trail.
Yeah, so the trail itself, I don't think it's designated as wetlands, doesn't follow the direction. Yeah, but I'm not. Am I reading it in there?
You are.
Okay, correct. Does that answer your question?
That works for me.
Okay. We left off on 16. It's a project site located in the Montana Star Corridor. It's a project site located in under floodplain. You said no. Obviously, floodplain is designated on USDA maps and other maps, so must have reviewed that. Number 17, will the proposed action create stormwater discharge either from point or non-point sources? We checked no. Will stormwater discharges flow to adjacent properties? We said no. And will stormwater discharges be directed to establish conveyance systems, runoff, and storm drains? We checked no. Anybody okay with that? Mm-hmm. And does the proposed action include construction or other activities that would result in the impoundment of water or other liquids, i.e., or AG retention pond, waste lagoon, dam? We checked no. 19, has the site of the proposed action or an adjoining property been the location of an active or closed solid waste management facility? We checked yes, obviously, it's close to the closed landfill, Conroe landfill. Number 20, has the site of the proposed action or adjoining property been the subject of remediation, ongoing or completed for hazardous waste? And we checked no. Okay, clear that. Does that require a resolution, Council, or I just sign it based on the answer?
Just sign it after you go off the meeting. Yes.
Agreed. So that's part one. Part two. So we've done the reso, so we just have to do the grant administration resolution. So again, as we discussed at the top of this agenda item, we have a proposal from the LA group in relation to Big Bend Trail, where they seek Exhibit E, which is a demonstrative contract change order. Did a change order is February 2nd, 2022. The job number is 202-106-2-001. And we have total cost of services not to exceed $750, including reimbursable expenses. So I have a motion authorizing the supervisor to sign the addendum to the contract change order.
Make a motion.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
And any opposed? Motion carries.
Say,
can
we talk about chapter 5 years?
We've got a lot of volunteers that want to help us with that, too.
Okay.
Supervisor items. Do not have any supervisor items. Committee report. Just want to point out that we received over a half a dozen applications for the water clerk, or clerk for the water department. And we also have some applications for the billing coordinator, which unfortunately we will take a look at those and have an opportunity. We'll have a vacancy there April 1st.
Yeah, I don't know if those make it to our mailbox. I'll call over to your office.
Okay. So, no, do you get anybody in the background?
I'll just speak for myself. I know my apps, and I don't have any.
All right. Well, I'm sure you'll put it all board members in the happy. And any other application that we've received, if board members going through and wants them to be considered by the personnel committee, just get the name to committee members. We'll get them in. I think that's all I have. The committee report from board members.
Transfer station. Our loader. Mark and I met up with Paul last week, and he's looking into price of loaders, leasing programs, and stuff. He's going to set up some appointments for us to speak with some representatives from the different companies to see what they offer for lease programs. So that's where we are with that right now. It's going to be getting more information when we get back to the board. So
that's great.
The other thing was for the rec department, I sat in and talked with Pete. He's looking for a little information about possibly where the community garden project's going to go. We got that grant money, find out $2,500, which is under. I'm just really looking for some direction from us so they can start planning for their raised beds, et cetera, location to get on this for this work.
Well, we chat about it, and we'll bring back the recommendation to the board. That
okay. I didn't open anybody yet.
Yeah, I got to get back to the speed on it. So.
Yeah, that doesn't require board action. If you just want to brief us on the design, that's fine.
Yeah, we'll
any other committee reports?
They did a great job using funds and stuff for that. They did a great job using funds. And people would enjoy that.
I do need a brief executive session. Before I do that, I went to the public. So I'm going to move privilege of the floor up. So we have an opportunity to speak since we waited patiently for just over an hour. Just state the name for the record and address. And because we are, this is being Zoomed to the public, please come up to the podium when you speak.
How's it going?
Good.
Oh, you remember me, Brad Nelson.
Yeah,
I know. I know Mark. I know just about everybody. So, okay, I'll admit that. So, this is my first time meeting you. I got a letter in the mail about the water. My question is, I don't have water running from my house.
So I'm aware of these issues that came out. When we adopted the new water ordinance, we knew that we would have to tweak it along the way.
Okay.
One of the issues that we, because of the call that my office had received, is we've just become aware that we have property owners within the water district that doesn't have infrastructure in front of the house.
Okay.
So my recommendation is to have the water committee look at, you know, since it's not there, number one, if the homeowner wants water, obviously the town has an obligation to install the infrastructure.
Okay.
So, you know, do we run the water pipes in front of the property? And if so, obviously that creates a benefit for the property owners. So therefore, do you pay? Or if the property owners don't want the pipes run, do you not pay at all? And so, you know, I don't want to speak for anybody, but my recommendation is probably you've got to come up with a policy that if nobody wants the infrastructure run in front of the home, you can't tie into it. You shouldn't have to pay it.
Okay. Do you know about my situation?
What's your name?
205 Porter.
Yes.
Okay. Because it ends on the system and it doesn't start.
Yeah, so the fire hydrant, yes. It would actually be beneficial to the town to close the loop so, you know, we can circulate the water through there, it's just better. But, you know, because we don't want to spend the money on infrastructure if the homeowners don't want.
My understanding of talking to other former water superintendents was that going underneath the railroad track, it's expensive, very high expense, so they cross up a bunch of different check boxes. They just decided to build a new water tower to pump up the pressure and do other stuff. So that's my understanding of why it doesn't go down the road. So yeah. I just want to make sure that I'm not going to get charged yet.
So
know,
I think
with the fire, you know, because the fire thing or fire hydrants are so far away from my house, I don't count in that fire protection, if that's the correct terminology.
Yeah, so no, so that's actually a homeowner's insurance issue. You
okay.
I don't know if you have access to municipal water through hydrants. Obviously, your rates would be lower.
Yep.
I don't know how many feet you have.
I'm far enough away right
now. So what I'd like the water to do is to take a look at these issues and, you know, come up with a proposal for us to discuss at a next board meeting. I'd like to have it ironed out before the next quarter of the building, obviously, so that, you know, we can move forward with it. I don't think any board member probably supports charging a landowner who can't get water a minimum charge for. I mean, we'll take the money, but I'm not going to say.
I'm glad to keep it too. So.
Your address again was
205 whatever.
Yes, 201 is similar.
I believe there's like, I would say, 7 or 8 houses in that stretch, just for me guessing. Maybe.
Now, just so you're aware, there could come a situation where new properties come in and they petition the board, and then we have to extend the water line.
Yep.
And so if we did something like that, you know.
Now, would I be forced to hook up at that point, and would that be?
Well, that's, so we don't know. That's what we have to decide.
Okay. Either way, if I get hooked up, that's fine. I just want to be able to have the opportunity to do it.
Do you want?
Not necessarily. Well, it works fine. You know, check back with me in 10 years when we got replaced.
Yeah, some people, you know, they want municipal water because they feel that value for their home problem.
It does to some degree, but I'm quite happy with the way it is now. Can't speak for everybody on the road, 8 houses or so, from what I know.
I've only heard 201 and 205.
Okay. Or the noisiest ones. So. That was about that. So.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Would you like to address the
board?
That's all
set.
As long as we're included on the discussion about the item for the water.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I hope that the water committee has a couple recommendations that we can act on at our next board meeting, which is in 2 weeks. So, you're welcome to attend.
Yeah, welcome.
A conversation on that.
Mm-hmm.
If we do get a bill, come, I think you said it's on March 1st. What would you like me to do with it?
Well,
I didn't mean that in that sense. I'm glad you did that. Would you like me to pay it, or should I come?
So for executive session, brief conversation, particular unnamed town employee work history, and also an update on contract negotiations regarding the sale of 59. So,
motion to go to executive session.
Second. All in
favor?
Aye.
Stay here.
I'm going to be